1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston. There's a big hearing at the U.S. Supreme Court today involving Donald Trump, but the former president won't be there. He will be in Manhattan Criminal Court, where he's on trial in a hush money case. Witnesses today expected to hear more testimony from tabloid publisher about the stories that were published and ones that were killed before the 2016 election. Now, as to the next case, the one at the U.S. Supreme Court, ABC National correspondent Stephen Portnoy has that.
Attorneys for Donald Trump will argue that the framers intended for a president to face prosecution only after he's first impeached by the House and then convicted in a Senate trial. That argument was rejected by the district court judge overseeing Trump's January 6th case and by an appeals court panel. Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president may feel constrained. Supreme Court watchers say the justices may be interested in figuring out exactly where the line should be drawn.
This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin says UW-Platteville will vacate its Richland Center branch campus on July 1st. Local officials say they were caught by surprise. Senator Kelda Royce spoke about state support for the UW system at a forum in Muscadet this week.
State support for the universities has in my lifetime gone from just under half of the revenue that they get to between 11 and 15%.
The UW has closed 5 2-year branch campuses in a year and a half. Donald Trump is coming back to Wisconsin next week. Trump is set to speak in Waukesha next Wednesday. The Republican is on trial for 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal. Trump has a narrow lead over President Biden in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. 25 Madison area local leaders are calling on Madison City Council member Charles Miazzi to resign. Members of the City Council, the Dane County Board, and three state representatives signed a letter of condemnation this week. Three women accused Miazzi of physical and emotional abuse. Miazzi has denied the allegations a number of times and says he doesn't plan to step down. He tells the Cap Times he's disappointed and saddened by the allegations. Epic Systems is building its newest campus in Verona after the city's plan commission approved it this month. The sixth campus will be called Other Worlds, inspired by The Lord of the Rings and other popular fantasy fiction. Epic Systems has grown steadily since it was founded in 1979. It now has more than 13,000 employees, with almost all of them based in Verona. Epic Software holds health records for 305 million patients. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The draft is in Detroit, runs tonight through all day Saturday. Next year, the draft will be held here in Green Bay. The Packers with the 25th pick. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst what makes his scouting department unique.
We've had a long-term process here for a long time that has not only had success here, but it's had success other places. You know, whether it goes back to Ron and Ted and, you know, putting that effort in.
The Chicago Bears unveiling a plan to build a new indoor stadium on the lakefront, not in the suburbs in Arlington. The catch is they want Illinois taxpayers to split the cost, estimated to be $4.6 billion. Baseball, the Brewers back inside AmFam Field tomorrow night against the Yankees. Last night in Pittsburgh, they held on to beat the Pirates 3-2. Bryce Wilson lasted until early in the fifth inning. How'd he look?
Bryce wasn't sharp. He'll be the first to tell you. Yeah, he hung in there and battled. The last inning he gave us, the fifth, was really, really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. Our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chance Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chance Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
On my next show, while it might make for a good punchline, Trump's rhetoric actually is incredibly dangerous. We'll dig in on the next Maggie Dawn Show.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You're trying to deal with Kobe. You just inject a little bleach in your veins. He missed it, all went to his hair. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, Dark Brandon, you scamp. I think we're going to...
I probably shouldn't have said that.
We're probably going to need to hear that again because it got cut off. Let's hear that one more time, the president yesterday.
By the way, remember when he was trying to deal with COVID, he said, just inject a little bleach in your veins. He missed it. All went to his hair.
And then he said they're a bad influence on him, the audience.
Doc Brandon is bringing it. I'll tell you what, man. Wow. We will ask Trevor Noah what he thinks about the president's comedic stylings.
I think he'll appreciate that.
Jody Hamilton. Sean Comiskey, just blowing the joint up. Trevor Noah, booked in addition to our fantastic Carl Frisch, Dr. Doom, and Dana Goldberg Thursday lineup. I mean, Jody Hamilton. I mean, okay. Oh, golly. It was 4 years ago.
It was four years ago this week.
The bleach thing, right? Remember, baby?
I tried to watch this coverage, but I had to bail. Remember when they said the virus slows? Whoa. If disinfectant shed gets exposed. Whoa. So Trump thought he had found the holy grail. Just find yourself some Clorox, shoot it in your tail. Bleach, baby, bleach, baby, there in your head is the remedy that we'll remember. Just like before.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain. I'm like, oh my God, everything old is new again.
I know.
By the way, remember this track?
Oh my God. All right, Sean, are you okay? Sean's like, last day of this ass crackle cock schedule. And Chris will be back tomorrow. Okay, I need this to be true, Jody.
I know you do.
Because apparently, the Trump afraid of pecker leaking chyron is not real.
No.
Doesn't make it any less hilarious, people. It could be real. Are we having more Pecker today? What's going on?
I believe so. I think he wasn't finished on
Okay.
Tuesday,
and then we have Karen McDougal, I think.
She's coming up, yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay, I need this to be real. Dear Steph, Jody, and Sean, this is from Brian Tyler Colin on Twitter. Quote, Pecker met Trump. This is from, I'm not sure where he got this from. Steve in Chicago sent it to me. Pecker met Trump at Mar-a-Lago on the invitation of Dick Rivers. Through a client of Pecker's. So clearly we have Dick Rivers to thank for the Pecker connection. Love you and the show, Steve in Chicago. I'm going to say that's real. As a quote from an actual... Seriously?
I hope so.
Dick Rivers brought us David Pecker?
That would be nice.
Okay. Okay. I feel, Sean, I said to you, I think this moment in time was... despite being a Catholic school reject, God loves me. Stories, all D jokes and farts. Written for the 8th grade boy in me. And this one. What is my one moment of stage triumph? When I played, as I've mentioned, Sean, the nurse in Streetcar Named Desire at the Edinburgh Festival in 19... In which I had one line, but I had a very long, dramatic stage walk.
Like the entire
length of the stage? Right, just in a spotlight, and then my line was simply, Blanche, it's time to go. Steve writes, Todd Blanche's humiliation. Steph, I'd like to be the official frozen embryo of the Stephanie Miller Show. Okay. I don't know where he is, but somewhere cold. What does it mean when you're Trump's lawyer and on the second day of the trial, the judge says you've lost all credibility to the court? That is nature's way of saying, Blanche, it's time to go. Love the show. That should be my job. That's right. When it's time to fire him.
Or when he quits.
Right, right. But don't you think I could do a long dramatic walk with a spotlight?
I think it would be fantastic.
Then I would just say, Todd Blanche, it's time to go.
You already know the line.
Okay. All right.
Don't even have to run lines with you. You already know it.
All right. So this will be fun to talk to Trevor Noah today, just because we keep saying people are more and more going to comedians for their news, because they're the only truth tellers out there right now that are, you know, it's fantastic. Oh, by the way, your mom was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, who she loved. Was? I didn't know about that at all.
Yes, Steve said, oh, my God, Jody, your mom is on Jimmy Kimmel. She looks awesome. She doesn't look a day over 60. Wish her a happy birthday for me, please. Carol Burnett, it is important that she looks 60 to continue to support the big lie of the Stephanie Miller Show, and that is that I am
42,
which is absolutely correct.
So my mom's
It is important that your mother continues to look 60, because she is the first one that said she thought I was 35 several years ago.
She will be 91 tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Carol Burnett. Or, as we like to say here at the Stephanie Miller Show, happy 61st birthday tomorrow. It must be traumatic getting that far away from 60. As it was for me 2 years ago when I passed 40.
Well, you're not in your 50s.
I am not.
You are not in your 50s.
By the way, we were talking about our new stem cell we met yesterday.
She's
Erica
so
Claudio.
Nice and
isn't
lovely.
She? I came running back down. I'm like, Sean, she's 30 years old. She's straight. Go, get it. She's fantastic. She worked for Bernie Sanders. She worked for Stacey Abrams. She might come join us in Atlanta. That's where she went to college, right? She's working with Live Nation as well to get out the vote and on pro-choice activism. Mm-hmm. She's fabulous. Anyway, get it, Sean. Get it. You can have a life. You will be free of this today. You don't have to get up at ass o'clock and go chase hot chicks. Go get it. Oh, and my dogs are in love with Ezra, her dog.
Her dog was so cute.
They're a little dog pack now. It's fantastic. Not a political pack. An actual dog pack. Okay. Where's the wait? Hang on. Hold, please. Nobody help me. Oh, you weren't going to. Okay.
I can't. There's so much stuff in between me and you.
Okay, where am I? Oh, I so related to this lady on Threads. Vintage Jewelry Grandma tweeted, I am one of the nicest, kindest, caring people, according to my friends. I donate whenever I can. I help whoever needs help. With all that being said, I turn into a ranting bitch from hell, spewing curse words and venom whenever I see Donald Trump, hear his voice, or see any of his cronies on TV. Can anyone relate to this type of split personality? Me! Yes! And... Somebody else tweeted, is there anyone with a functioning brain cell that can't relate? Because you wonder if you're taking crazy pills and you really feel like, I can't. I just can't anymore. Oh, he's turned on Bill Barr, which, of all people. Like, this goes to show you, what do you get for supporting Trump?
Nothing.
If you're, I don't know, Mark Meadows and 11 fake electors in Arizona, you just got indicted. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, Jody. There was a whole discussion about where the has Merrick Garland been this morning on TV that I know I've heard all the, I understand a lot of it, but oh my God, here we are 4 years later and the states have to do this. They're like the fourth state, you know, that must be going like, well, I guess if DOJ isn't going to do anything. I mean, we can't have this in this country. We can't have plots to overthrow the United States government and we just go, oh well, and wait till the next election. I mean, it's so insane. But anyway, thank you, Arizona, for redeeming yourself from the whole 1864 thing and, you know,
whatever.
Where else?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the legislature. That's their...
Yes, I know. Right. AG.
Their AG, yeah.
But what is the deal? Bill Barr, who's been all over the place, he belongs in prison, mm-hmm. particularly now, like we're seeing, you know, this whole hush money. Yes, this should have been brought, obviously, when he charged and sent Michael Cohen to prison. So, but you can understand why it didn't happen under Barr, because he's a complete friggin' crook himself. But what happened with Merrick Garland? Why didn't he pick this up? I don't, you know, the reason that now he's going to election interference, because it shouldn't have waited till now. Oh my God, particularly the more we hear every day in this trial. But oh my God, so Barr, you know, as you know, has said he's a complete criminal, he's going to get indicted and is a national and international security threat. Are you going to vote for him? Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I will vote for the. Mm-hmm. So Trump just, oh, this would be a statement, I guess, from the bassinet. Oh.
Hooray!
Wow.
We're back to wow.
It's not quite as good as, oh, wait. But that says a little Christopher Walken quality. Wow. Former AG Bill Barr, who let a lot of great people down by not investigating voter fraud in our country, has just endorsed me for president, despite the fact that I called him weak, slow, moving, lethargic, gutless, lazy. Based on the fact that I greatly appreciate his wholehearted endorsement, I'm removing the word lethargic from my statement. Thank you, Bill. MAGA 2020. That's what you get for your stupid psycho fancy. Mm.
Psychofancy?
Yeah, it's being a psychopath and a sycophant at the same time.
Okay.
Oh, and Angela said, Angela Coleman said, I can't wait for Stephanie Miller to read this on the air. Barr deserves everything and get including being humiliated by Donald Trump. Ass kisser. Okay. Hopefully. Oh, also, you watched Pomerale.
Yes.
So I don't have to taunt you anymore with your mom. And then Kristen Wiig.
Paul Sand. That's all I yelled.
Okay. It was fantastic.
And then we started watching...
With Jody's mom, Carol Burnett. It's fantastic.
And we started watching old sketches with Paul Sand and my mom. I'm like, you want to know who he is?
Boom.
Let's watch some sketches.
I thought I recognized him. Okay. Nobody knows what we're talking about. You have to watch it. It's magical. It's Carol Burnett, for God's sakes. What more need I say? All right.
She's funny in it.
So, yeah, I don't even know where to start with this whole... We'll get into the whole trial. Someone was saying on Twitter, I think, can you imagine how many lives David Pecker has ruined with these fake stories in the National Enquirer? Ironically, your mom won the famous case against the National Enquirer.
She actually took it to court. She didn't settle. She took it to court.
But how many families, marriages, you name it, careers have been ruined? But, you know, so there's really no heroes here.
No.
In this story. I mean, you know, a lot of these people, like, he's cooperating because he has to, you know, to save themselves from prison. And say what you will about Michael Cohen, he did his time.
He did.
He's brought all the receipts. They were saying at this point, I don't even know if they need Michael Cohen. They have tape recordings. He has all the documentation, the checks. He has David Pecker laying out the whole scheme brought to you by, apparently, Dick Rivers. Is that what it was? Dick Lake? What did I say? Which
Rivers.
One is it?
I don't think it's true.
It's not my area of specialty.
I don't think it's true.
Huh. Mark Elias also, if you just want to know, I guess this will be in the Isn't It Ironic file. Isn't it time for Alanis Morissette to redo that song? Mark
Isn't
Elias.
It ironic? Don't you think?
Yeah.
A little too ironic.
Mark Elias, right, the RNC's Senior Counsel for Election Integrity was just indicted today in Arizona for election conspiracy and fraud. You cannot make this up. Mm-hmm. That would be Christina Bob.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you are? Who?
What in her case, both. That's how she got the job. Sorry, Sean, I don't know what I meant by that. I apologize for doing that.
That's not how that works. No. That's not how that
now
works.
Now she's got to bob the law. She's got to dodge and weave, bob. All right. You know what? That's a little doughy. I'll have Trevor Noah rewrite that. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Nature's. Oh, and Ezra, our new stem cell friend's dog, has joined Bonnie and Clyde's pack. Sean, I had to move, you know, faster than I'm able at my advanced age of
42.
Mm-hmm. To pick up the Dr. Marty's, because Ezra was like, "What is this even?" She didn't sound like a woman screaming, but anyway, she was very excited because everyone is. It's the best food in the world. It is actually real food. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, read the ingredients, the first four ingredients. Then they throw in, I mean, you name it, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. Hefe, who, you know, now we're going to have to just remember him because you won't be here. Remember him fondly and his love of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Well, he'll still be eating it.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. You know what? We'll just call you from now on during the live reads.
Yes, we'll just call him.
I'm sure you'll be up.
At this time of day.
Is Hefe still enjoying his Nature's Blend? I'm sleeping.
He had his quinceanera.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Oh.
He showed me pictures.
Did you put a little candle in the Dr. Marty's?
Yes.
Oh. Or maybe an extra Tilly's treasure. What? Okay. Dogs love it. They really do. They love the flavor, and it is the best thing. It's real food. You have all the, convenience of kibble, but it has all of the nutrients and flavor and texture they find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. When you order, go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Wow. Wowie. Wow, wow, wow.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Genucel is celebrating their 25-year anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off their already awesome Mother's Day sale prices. And right now, you can get Genucel's best-selling, most popular package featuring Gen 90 for immediate results in minutes and top-selling under-eye bags and puffiness serum for over 70% off. Save big on all the Genucel top-selling products for a younger, more youthful-looking you. Troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, gone skin redness, dark spots, bye-bye. See those pesky bags and puffiness disappear right before your eyes. Genucel guarantees you'll see results in less than 12 hours or your money back. Celebrate that special woman in your life this Mother's Day with the world's best skincare at once-in-a-lifetime prices. For a limited time, 70% off plus an extra 25% anniversary discount off top-selling packages during Genucel's Mother's Day sale. Once this sale is gone, it's gone. Order now. Get the Genucel Jawline Treatment too. Limited inventory available. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com right now. Get a free spa box with two bonus gifts and free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute with a couple quick thoughts about boosting your credit score. The most important thing you can do is paying your bills on time. But I've got a way you can make your payments even on timer. Each month, set up not one, but two evenly spaced automatic payments so that your credit balance is always as low as possible. You're not going to pay more. You're just paying the same amount in two smaller hits to keep the card's overall balance low. This guarantees that whenever the credit bureaus check in on how much credit you're using, they're going to see you using an almost ridiculously low amount of your credit limit. The bureaus like this, and they bump up your credit score. So set that extra auto payment up each month, and let's give your credit score a boost. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Fantastic. Okay, just when you think justice is coming. Justice is moonwalking backwards, Sean.
Yep.
Okay. That's Michael Jackson. He was a singer that was popular back in... Okay, never mind.
I was alive.
Oh, okay. Okay,
good. He died a while ago, but Sean was still here.
Okay,
Michael
got it. I need to update my references. Okay. Yeah, these are for all of us that feel like we're taking crazy pills. I don't know how to work this thing. Tweets.
That's a good handle.
That's me. She says, I have said words and phrases in my head and out loud that I had no idea I could utter. I still get so mad that I can feel my body shaking and my blood pressure rising. I want my life back. I thought once President Biden was elected, it would be better. I knew Trump would never completely go away because he can't handle not being in the press. But we have never even had a chance to properly celebrate his presidency.
True. Thank you.
True. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, did I mention I'm wearing my Hillary was right about everything T-shirt? If this National Enquirer thing is triggering you about 2016, you can get an I Will Die Mad About 2016 t-shirt or a Hillary Was Right About Everything. But Hillary Clinton tweeted, breaking, the MAGA Supreme Court majority appears ready to rule that the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness doesn't extend to women with pregnancy complications or who otherwise need abortions. This is horrifying, and it is because of Donald Trump, which I believe she mentioned once or twice. I think she warned us about the whole, you know, Supreme Court thing.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay. It is so infuriating hearing these discussions about, you know, women with preeclampsia, you name
so
it.
So many things.
Right? That, you know, really, we're just going to play Russian roulette with women's lives. We're just going to guess how close she might be to death before, you know, we might give her help. And if we guess wrong, oh, well.
An ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Jim Ward used to get those quite regularly.
Did he know what they were?
I don't know. don't know. All right. The important thing, America, is that Sexy Liberal is coming to Philadelphia, the seat of our democracy, this Saturday. Very, very excited. Zionism is not Judaism. Netanyahu tweets. I just love the handles today. It's fantastic. She said, not sure we, Stephanie Miller, sexy liberal, she'll save the world tour, will be in Philadelphia on the 27th. Absolute queen of resistance comedy. Aw, thank you. We will be there. Get those last tickets, sexyliberal.com. We are so excited. Glenn Kirshner, Lindy Lee, JoJo from Jurors join us on panel. It is going to be lit. As the do the kids still say that, Sean?
I don't know.
No.
He's not a kid anymore.
He always will be to me. Carl Frisch next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston. There's a big hearing at the U.S. Supreme Court today involving Donald Trump, but the former president won't be there. He will be in Manhattan Criminal Court, where he's on trial in a hush money case. Witnesses today expected to hear more testimony from tabloid publisher about the stories that were published and ones that were killed before the 2016 election. Now, as to the next case, the one at the U.S. Supreme Court, ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has that.
Attorneys for Donald Trump will argue that the framers intended for a president to face prosecution only after he's first impeached by the House and then convicted in a Senate trial. That argument was rejected by the district court judge overseeing Trump's January 6th case and by an appeals court panel. Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president may feel constrained. Supreme Court watchers say the justices may be interested in figuring out exactly where the line should be drawn.
This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin election officials are considering how far election observers need to stand from poll workers on Election Day this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met yesterday to get public feedback on a proposal to make observers stand 3 to 8 feet from election workers. Commissioners will meet again in late June. High school athletic directors in Wisconsin say they need more time and more information before they can support student athletes getting the same kind of name, image, and likeness rights as in college.
Let's make sure we're fully vetted before implementing change. Let's make sure we do this and understand what the consequences are before we make a change.
Jeremy Schlitz of Madison is one of a majority who voted against NIL at Wednesday's meeting of the WIAA. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The late Sam Kinison was known for outlandish behavior and pushing boundaries on stage and off. A new book about the show Married with Children reveals that Kinison actually auditioned for the part of Al Bundy. According to the book, during a season 4 guest starring role, Kinison mooned the entire cast and crew, then apologized by taking everyone out to dinner at an expensive LA restaurant. Later in the week, to make up for the fact that he was late to the set, he hired strippers to serve lunch. Kinison also apparently flashed a gun at one of the show's producers who showed up at Kinison's house, suspecting his girlfriend, who is also a friend of Kinison's, was there. In addition to Kinison's antics, the book also talks about how the series regulars were all hesitant to be cast on Fox TV's first show. The book is called Married with Children versus the World, the inside story of the shock-com that launched Fox and changed TV comedy forever. Don't worry, the book is a faster read than its title. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. Our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America, N.A.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, all things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan, weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, and Brewers tickets. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
I'm giving $1 million to Joe Biden. Here we go.
And I thought, you know, there's nothing more important than this. And, yeah, it's going to come out of my kids' inheritance, but the most important thing they can inherit is living in a constitutional democracy, and that was the moment that where I said I have to do everything I can. I'm going to give the maximum, and I'm not going to regret it. I mean, I'll regret not doing it.
Yes, God bless you, and God bless the United States. George Conway, can I just say?
Mm-hmm.
However, if you were a teenager and you were given a pop quiz, would you like constitutional democracy?
I would.
Or your inheritance?
You're not entitled to
anything.
Yes, but
you're a fine American. I'm just...
You're not entitled to anything.
She's half Kellyanne Conway, all I'm saying.
She isn't like Kellyanne. We know that.
Okay, she went for democracy. You know who else has gone for democracy? Yes.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Oh, hi. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning. You know, you would not believe how difficult it is to get to the courthouse in Manhattan. I was literally being kept away by, they built a wall.
Through the throng of Trump supporters. And by throng, I mean actually one person yesterday.
Yes, I met Tim.
Anyway, Carl Frisch, as someone that chooses constitutional democracy every day over the... You know, I offer him big bags of money every day, and he's like, no, thank you. I choose constitutional democracy. You know, it's so interesting. I'm sure probably seems like a while ago for you, your campaign strategist thing. But I keep saying this, is I think this has unexpectedly turned out to be just the best campaign ad ever for Biden. This whole tawdry. What did somebody say? They just said, oh, it's just a lot of yuck. It's just all the yuck about Donald Trump that you remember and more that you didn't know, right? All the stupid pundits that were like, this is only going to help him. I always was saying that. No, it's not. How is this going to help him?
Well, it'll help him with fundraising, maybe. But I don't know how. I don't know how that. There was a recent article about how the fundraising that he's been doing over the last 4 years to pay for his legal bills have really burned his ability to raise small dollar contributions. So I think, yes, it will help with fundraising, but not as much as people think it will, because he's already burned that bridge to some extent over the last 4 years, raising tens of millions of dollars for legal bills.
Yeah. I just feel like he gets sadder and smaller and more pathetic by the day. He just looks like a sad, tired, grumpy old man. And then this thing yesterday, so he leaves court and he goes and takes a photo op pretending to be president. He did a photo op with Japan's former prime minister and gave him a White House quote-unquote key. Well, somebody just tweeted, did he steal that key? Only a lunatic like Trump would do this. Someone else wrote, not sure what gives him the right to do this. Probably citizen Trump once again pretending to be president. I mean, it's getting so pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder if the key is actually just from some random hotel that he, or maybe from the New Jersey that he, and was it a key or was it a key card?
Like he would get. Yeah. But, you know, Carl, again, as a former campaign strategist, this whole, I feel like you almost got the whole case in day one with Pecker. Pardon the expression. I'm sorry.
You love that.
I can't really say that enough. But I mean, the fact that not only was this whole thing orchestrated in Trump Tower, but, you know, like Michael Cohen, I think, talked about how he'd be calling David Pecker after every Republican debate, and whoever did well, you know, Cruz or Rubio, whatever, that's who they plant the fake damaging story about. I mean, this was a whole fake news operation that went to all of his opponents up to and including Hillary, right?
Yes, 100%. And I don't think it's just done damage in this case. I think it's painting a picture about the election interference cases that are working their way up through the courts all over the country. Now we're here in Arizona and Michigan, right? Mm-hmm. So it is, you know, somebody who'd be willing to do that and somebody who'd be willing to engage in the catch and kill scheme that we now know about, along with the evidence that we've seen about the fake electors and everything else, all of this feeds the same narrative. And in politics, that's the difficulty, right? You know, in 2016, Republicans tried to capitalize on 30 years of their efforts, spending millions of dollars to make Hillary Clinton the untrustworthy candidate. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the thread that they wove through all of their narratives. With Trump, all of these cases center on the same thing, undue influence over our elections.
Yeah. Carl, I mean, so this, as we referenced, the state grand jury in Arizona charged top 2020 Trump campaign aides and lawyers alongside 11 so-called fake electors Wednesday over their efforts to overturn the 2020 election. So it includes Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, all the usual suspects, John Eastman, Christina Bobb, Boris Epstein, Mike Roman, another campaign aide. Can you answer that question? Maybe I'm so down this rabbit hole that I don't even know or remember anymore, but where is the DOJ? This is now the fourth state that's had to come forward. Is Jody, do you know, is the fake elector scheme, is it part of the January 6th charges from Jack Smith? Or what?
It might be.
This is just so extraordinary that we find ourselves here, Carl, on the eve, as Liz Cheney would say, on the eve of another election, that we're just like, oh, well, you know.
Well, I don't know if there's a federal component here for Smith, but this is certainly at the state level. Anybody who participated in an effort to defraud the voters of those states from the representatives that they elected, you know, remember, we're voting for electors when we vote for president. And so to not allow the elected electors from the people in any given state to do their job, that's certainly highly problematic.
Yeah. I want to get, this is a psychological, you're going to have to put on your psychologist cap now and your campaign strategist cap. We've said this over and over, but I feel, you just turned your baseball hat around. Okay, good. That kind of sums up everything you need to know about TV punditry. Okay.
Or in my case, my understanding of radio punditry, that I could turn the hat around.
It's like all the epidemiologists suddenly became Middle East experts overnight. But I just wanted to get your take on John Pavlovitz, who's, you know, quite eloquent on Threads, etc. He said, "I sincerely believe that nearly everyone still supporting Trump knows he's a horrible human being and is guilty of high crimes against this nation, but they simply can't admit to themselves or anyone else that they made a mistake. They're willing to let America die on the altar of their pride." I mean, it's like anybody that's ever trying to warn someone that their husband or wife or partner is a rat bastard, you feel like, you know, but even after, you know, the breakup, you feel like, okay, you don't want to humiliate them and go, oh, I told you so. Like, do you have advice on how to handle this, or what segment of the population just does not want to be wrong or think they lost?
Most people don't like to be wrong or but they've lost. In fact, guest idea for you, Chris Mooney, who wrote The Republican Brain. Now, the book could have easily been called The Political Brain, because he goes into the brain chemistry and psychology of our politics for everybody. But in essence, one of the things that he talks about is how studies show that in order for somebody to change their politics, either to go from right to left or to admit that they were wrong with a candidate or whatever, it takes a monumental psychological impact. Mm-hmm. And because they have to admit that they were wrong, right? Saying that this person is problematic that you supported means that you picked somebody who was problematic. And so many Republicans, the experience of the last 4 or 5 years, 6 years, has been the monumental psychological impact that was necessary to dislodge them, right? We still see them voting against Trump, even though he's the nominee,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, like most evil dictators or cult leaders, I guess he's good enough at that, right? At knowing how people's psychology works and they don't want to be wrong or think they lost. So here's the big lie for you. We didn't lose.
So, yeah, I don't know that he understands how it works. I certainly think he's parroting what he's seen on TV or heard about from historians. But there is not a lot of point in trying to persuade somebody who has not yet been persuaded on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The people who were persuadable were persuaded over the last 6 years or on January 6th. If none of that persuaded them, they're not persuadable.
Yeah. Yeah. So the very few persuadable voters left at this point. I mean,
you're upwards of 20% of Republicans who are still not supporting him. Many of them have already left to become independents or vote for Democrats.
Oh,
so
speaking of bad news, though, for Donald Trump, wait, hang hold, please. Who just voted? Pennsylvania? You probably know this, Carl.
Yeah.
I mean, Nikki Haley got way more votes than Joe Biden won by last time, and she dropped out how long ago?
Yeah.
I mean, that is a horrible sign, isn't it, for Donald Trump? Oh, here it is. Sorry, Kyle Griffin said more than 155,000 Pennsylvania Republican primary voters cast a ballot for Nikki Haley yesterday, even though Trump clinched the nomination weeks ago. President Biden won Pennsylvania in 2020 by 80,000 votes. I mean, wow.
It's a double-sided sword. What it tells me is that Trump's support in the Republican Party is not where it needs to be for him to be elected, which is fantastic. But what it also tells me is that there are Republicans out there who think that Trump's Republican Party is an aberration when it's actually the reality they now live in.
But, you know, Michael Steele was asked yesterday, you know, former RNC chair, about, you know, do those voters vote for Biden or do they stay home? And he said people that would come out in a primary to vote for someone that has already left the primary months ago, he said those aren't stay-at-home voters.
I agree.
Do you agree?
Oh, I agree. I agree with that. But it also makes me ask the question, do they vote for the next Republican nominee if it's not Donald Trump? And I'm not entirely sold that they would continue voting against the Republican Party, even though it's not likely to change much after Trump is gone.
Yeah. No, I've said from day one, Carl, I just, between, I don't know, health and legality, I don't know if he's going to end up being the nominee, but we'll see. I love this one. Jasmine tweeted, I haven't heard Don Snorleone attack David Pecker like he does to everyone else. Pecker must have some really juicy stuff on him. Imagine the stuff we don't know. It is curious. He hasn't attacked David Pecker, even Hope Hicks, who's going to testify against him. I mean, because they probably know where all the bodies are buried, and probably literally, allegedly.
Yeah, it's interesting. And the way he's been doing the attacking seems, you know, strategic in a certain sense. I would not put it past him if he eventually turns on them too. I mean, this is not a guy who doesn't.
Yeah, David Pecker, to me, it's just, it's also, as someone said, yuck. It's just so, so creepy, underbelly, like, you know, and he's still sort of weirdly sucking up to Trump. Like, oh, he was the most eligible bachelor. He dated the most beautiful women. First of all, he wasn't a bachelor during any of that time. He was married. He's just, you realize, like, what sleaze all these guys are, you know?
And I thought all this time that the tabloids were just filled with, you know, exemplary human beings.
I'm sorry, Carl. I'm sorry. The boat sinks in Titanic.
I'm
okay.
The wife did it. Donald Trump would associate himself with figures like that.
One last one, and because I've said, and you and I have talked about this, I think this is going to be the driving force. Randy Mayhem Singer tweeted, women want to live in a country where our doctor and not Brett Kavanaugh decides what a life-threatening emergency is and what should be done about it. Hashtag Rovember is coming. I mean, if I could have thought Alito and they were any more despicable. When you start hearing these arguments, I just think, when you think it's impossible for women to get madder, just wait.
Well, and if Republicans thought that women were just going to cool off by the time the elections came around. A, they were wrong to begin with, but B, this is just further proof that they will not.
Yeah, I mean, Dino Badala, I thought, as a lawyer, summed it up best. He said, today the GOP will argue before the U.S. Supreme Court that they should be allowed to kill women to save a fetus.
Yep.
That, I mean, that's how visceral this is.
And remember, it's not to save a fetus necessarily, not even viable, right?
Yes. To kill a woman, too, yeah. With a non-viable fetus. I mean, it's, anyway. Carl, don't hang up because I have to talk to you about the thing before the thing. I was getting my breakfast. Just hang on here. All right. We love you, Carl Frisch. Wait there. Sit. Stay.
Sit. Stay.
Don't make
go.
Me use the... Stop. Sit. Okay. 48 minutes. I saw Dexter Von Frisch go, This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by being done with debt. Done with debt. Don't you want to just be done with it? Don't you want to say talk of the hand debt? Right? High interest credit cards, loans. You're living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, come on. Done with debt is your lifeline. They have ingenious new strategies to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. They analyze all of the debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. That can just make it worse. Don't touch it. Stop picking scab. Done with debt. The experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Hurry, because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Go to donewithdebt.com. One more time, that is donewithdebt.com.
I am shocked and appalled.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't do it. What? Don't say
it. What did French was saying? Oh, it looks like someone put Katharine Hepburn in her bag and shook her. That's what my Tina Turner sounds like. Okay. Am I eating a giant tub of food? Yes, I am. Oh, my God. Our new sponsor, Cook Unity. Fantastic. Look at this. Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. I had that last night. What's in there, Sean? Vegan rigatoni pesto, four-cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. What's for lunch, Sean? Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Yesterday, classic Nisswa salad. Thank you, new sponsor, Cook Unity. It's fantastic and yummy. Okay. All right. By the way, I'm off to Philadelphia tomorrow. We will see you Saturday night for the big show. JoJo from Jers will be helping us blow the roof off the sucker. She tweets, I just learned that Trump has a person who travels with him for the sole purpose of printing flattering articles about him on demand. What a lunatic. Granted, I have you follow me around and print articles for me.
Constantly.
And sometimes love letters or tweets, but mostly hate tweets because I find those more entertaining. I'm like, can you find anything bad? It's not hard. Find anything bad someone said about me. Please print that because it'll be funny. Okay. Come on. They are funnier, aren't they? The hate letters and
they
love
are.
Letters.
Some of them.
All right. Gives you a man. Katie in Chicago. Hello, Katie. Welcome.
Hello. Pardon my voice. I actually have an old-fashioned cold. No COVID. Just old-fashioned.
I remember those.
Cold. Yeah, time. No.
Maybe it's scarlet fever. Just kidding.
Maybe. Who knows? So, Jody, how can your mother be such a comic genius with no lines in Palm Royale?
She has lines. She's just
mumbling.
You know, mumbling.
She had one this week. No.
No. Also, Went with the Wind, by far, all-time favorite.
Yep.
It's a brilliant song. Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that time your mom came downstairs in the curtains?
In the dress?
Do you remember that?
Went with the Wind sketch?
Okay.
No, not at all.
Sorry, Katie.
Went with the Wind. Oh, love it. I saw it in the window, and I had to have it.
Yes.
Resisted.
No, I'm so enjoying watching your mom in that show. It's in Kristen Wiig and Mindy Kahn and Ricky Martin.
Allison Janney, Ricky Martin. They're all it's a fantastic cast.
It's a great cast.
Yeah.
Really,
they're so great. They're so great. And, you know, it's giving me a nice reprieve from watching the train wreck that we're watching on the news.
Oh my God, Katie! Arizona, I was telling Jody yesterday. I'm turning off news earlier and earlier. I think I literally watched. I'm not sure how many hours of Rizzoli and Isles is my new thing
show.
On Max.
But you're gonna get sad if you watched it.
I know I did. I already got sad. I already went past that. Anyway, okay. Katie, I hear you. I need like several hours now to disconnect from Trump news so I can just like you know.
I'm even watching Under the Bridge and finding more joy.
Yes.
Send the news.
Yes, exactly. Real quick, Lucretia, our sweaty church whore in Milwaukee. Hi, Lucretia.
going on with my fart machine? It's possessed. It's farting on its own. What? Oh, my God.
Oh.
But the reason I have the same machine, too, I think my battery's about to die. But as far as this gag order, my thing is that when he had the hearing for it the other day, if you're not going to do anything as far as put that fat bastard in jail, why are we having a hearing? What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, well, because that's the law. They're going to start with fines. That's the law.
That's the law.
Blah, blah.
Whatever.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's the law.
All right, Dr. Doom and Trevor Noah coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba.
On my next show, I welcome brewery owner and classically trained singer Kirk Bangstad and singer Brentley Brehm and host of Civic Media's Max Inc., Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.